thanks to all the listeners. We're the Struggling Sisters.
Hey, ladies. Welcome to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. That feels good to say, Katie. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I think that it was a really wise move.
Oh, man. Okay, so we are sitting here on the floor of the Whatever Craft House. We have just had the funnest weekend.
Yeah.
We are a little bit tired. We're on the verge of getting cold, but it's fine.
Everything's fine. We had so much fun this weekend, and I think our husbands are going to love it when we go home and we're like, we've been gone for like 4 or 5 days, and I'm going to be in the bed for a minute.
We're going to need to rest. Yeah, so we are here to share with you our The Struggling Sisters pod segment.
We're going to talk about like our wellness plan, what we're up to.
Because we have just decided that, got to make some changes. You probably identify with that. Isn't always easy to know where to start or feel like it can even make a difference if you were to make a change. The good thing is Elisa Keaton is coming on next week to cheerlead us into submission.
I can't wait to hear that
episode. She will pump us up.
She's a tiny little robot.
She is. And I told her that to her little robot face. She said, I am not a robot.
Why aren't you working out? And it all happened over a conversation. I was sitting in the Target parking lot and we were just, I don't know, you had said some things that I identified with, something about pants not fitting, and I was going in to buy new pants because my pants weren't fitting, and you had said recently that you were, instead of trying to lose weight at a rabbit's pace.
Oh, yeah.
You just wanted to go a little bit slower so that it would take longer, but you're trying to be realistic about it.
Yeah.
And so I said,
Realistic is a new thing I'm trying in my life.
So I said, well, let's try and do that. Why don't we try and do it together? Because we've never done that before, have we?
We never have.
Yeah.
And so, interestingly, we decided we were going to do MyFitnessPal and track some calories and, like, close our rings on our iWatches. Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it? An iWatch?
I call it an Apple Watch.
I always call it an iPhone. Every blessed blasted time. So Apple Watch.
Let's go Apple Watch.
Okay, let's do it. Anyway, and then interestingly, because I am in counseling with that BetterHelp app, I was talking to my counselor. My counselor is not an app, just to be clear. My counselor is an actual person, not a robot either.
What do you call Better Life?
Better Life Bags Help. No, BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.
It's an app and you can find a counselor specific to your needs, but anywhere in the country. And then it's basically like FaceTime. Anyway, this is not an ad, by the way, but I just love it. Right. Love, love, love it. Right. And so I found a girl and I told her, I'm like, my problem is at the end of the night, I end up eating way more. I do great all day and then it goes off the chain.
Right.
In the night. Does off the chain mean like a really cool party? Off the hook?
Off the hook.
Whatever's not a cool party, that's what I do at night.
What's a cool party for a few minutes? And then
it's a really cool guacamole fiesta.
and then it's a sad party.
Yeah, it's off the chain and then it's off the rails. So anyway, I was talking to my, what I didn't realize, she was an eating disorder counselor, which is so ironic because that's where I work all day.
Right.
But she was just talking to me about how she's like, how much do you weigh yourself? I'm like, well, like, when I'm doing good, I weigh myself. And right. When I'm not, I forget.
Right.
I make myself not
right.
Think about it. Anyway, and I told her that we were going to do the MyFitnessPal. And she's like, you know what? Those things don't seem to be working. Right. And I said,
you're right.
I said, no, they do work. I'm just not doing it.
Oh.
And she's like, there is something that is stopping it from working for you. So they're not working.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, well, that's an interesting idea. So she just said, don't weigh yourself and don't open that app. And for whatever reason, I have not been doing those things. So I'm just going to try to, I mean, there's nothing in the world wrong with seeing the rings close
right.
on the Apple Watch. So I'm doing that.
Right.
But I'm just going to do 3 snacks and 3 meals.
Okay.
And have a protein and a carb. And the veggies being like the carbs or whatever, and then right. just see about that. And so I just find that I'm like afraid that there's not going to be enough next time, and it's silly, or I just really like how it tastes. And I think my mouth is like, we're not done yet, you know, And my...
Or it gets to be, for me, because I do the same exact thing.
Okay.
I do a great job all day long. And not, I'm not obsessed about it or anything. It's just something that Stephanie has said before, and it may be an Elisa Keaton thing.
Stephanie Ackerman?
Stephanie Ackerman, yeah. Yes. I want to say later on, but I'll say it now. Like, who is inspirational that I follow?
Yeah, yeah.
Just happened upon people. So Stephanie Ackerman one, I really like. She does these morning coffee chats, 30-second coffee chat, I think is what she calls them.
Okay.
And she said some very sweet, simple things, and I love them. She does them on Instagram. And one of the things she said is protein and produce. I don't. She said other words.
Good. I like it.
But it's so simple. And you know what? I'm doing it for the kids, too. They saw me, my oldest saw me watch that video. And so he was like, well, what's produce? And he obviously knew... He knew some of what produce was, but he didn't know what that actual word meant.
So, are Lucky Charms produce, Mom?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We don't have any produce in the house, son. This is new for us. No, no, no. We eat those things, but it's nice, and it sticks for him. And so he reminds me, protein and produce, easy peasy. So he'll be like, a carrot.
Good.
Peanut butter. Yeah. So.
Oh, I love it.
So that's something that it's the same deal, protein and produce.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I think... For me, because I'm trying so hard to, like, restrict, which is what we talk about to my clients all day long, I just want to make good choices, then in the end, I just can't even handle it anymore, because we weren't made to do that. So if I go, I'm going to have, it's just helping me to think of it as meal, snack, meal, snack, meal, snack.
Right. It's so simple.
It's simple. So that's what we're doing for our wellness plan.
Yep. That's the big plan. And I don't have a problem with tracking food.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy the process of tracking food, so yeah. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing my Fitness Pal. I find that, for some reason, complicated. I don't know if it's too many ads and it makes me feel scatterbrained or something. But that...
It is not a calm experience.
No.
Visually.
Right.
Unless you're a premium, but I don't know.
I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay for anything.
I love paying for apps. It's so stupid. But my premium just ran out, which is good because I've been banned from the app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Well, I like Noom, N-O-O-M,
oh, yeah.
And it's free. I thought maybe it would make me start paying for it later, but I've been using it for about a month, and it never made me pay.
Yeah.
And it's more clean and calm. And the food, putting in the food is way simpler, so
yes.
I'm liking that.
I like it. They've been an advertiser on the show.
Okay.
Try signing up and try SWP, see if you can't get something for cheaper.
That'd be nice.
Anyway, I like it too. Very, very much a nicer visual experience.
Right. Yeah, really.
And kind of funny.
Yeah. And they say, you know, you've been doing it for, you know, however many days. Good job.
Yeah.
You've been tracking your meals. And
I like it.
It's nice. I like it.
All right. Well, so we'll be checking back in. We're gonna give this a shot. We spend a third of our lives in bed. Shouldn't we have it be as comfortable as possible? I wanted to tell you about Brooklinen and their amazing sheets. They have a new collection called the Linen Collection with a beautiful assortment of colors. Brooklinen is a really great company. They have 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. I am one of them. They were founded in 2014 by a husband and wife who wanted to take out all the middlemen and give you luxury sheets without the luxury markups. Brooklinen works right with the manufacturers to provide you beautiful, airy linen pieces that give your bedroom a relaxed feel that is so comfortable. I cannot recommend their products more. You can get them for graduates, for newlyweds. Treat yourself to a new set of sheets. And Brooklinen.com is giving my listeners an exclusive offer. So you can get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that they have a lifetime guarantee on these sheets. But the only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code SWP. These really are the best sheets ever. So Stephanie Ackerman, we've talked about her a lot, but she runs marathons. And Katie always makes fun of me for saying that I've always wanted to X, Y, and Z.
My whole life I've wanted to be a... What was that thing you wanted to be?
A Judd?
No.
I wanted to be one of the Judds.
The people... Amish. I've always wanted to have an Amish piece of furniture. I've always loved the Amish. What? No, you haven't.
Anyway, but I have always wanted to run a marathon.
Okay.
For real. And anyway, Stephanie runs marathons. There's one in Waco. Everybody loves Waco. Hey, JoJo. Just kidding. Joanna Gaines.
Oh.
Just trying to pretend like we're friends.
Oh.
I don't know if she goes by JoJo. I'm not sure. Anyway, and so I don't know. I'm going to.
You want to do it?
I think it would be really fun.
Okay, so what's your plan? How are you going to get there?
My plan is to listen to The Wellness Revolution with Elisa Keaton, Revving the Word podcast, while I walk. Here, this is what's silly. This is like a self-limiting belief I have. I don't want other people to see me running. Yeah. So I'm afraid that when I go outside, I'm going to see other people are going to see me.
Here's how I feel. I don't live where people know me, okay. Which is lovely. But I was in a bit of a running phase when I went home to visit once.
Okay.
And one of my, like, some of my oldest high school friends that are guys live in mom's neighborhood.
Oh.
And so I was like, I really want to go running in the morning, but I don't want these guys to see me.
They're always on the lawn chairs in the front yard.
At 6 a.m.
Looking for the runners.
But I did it. And I was like, once you start, you're like, what? So what if they see me? I'm out running and they're not.
It's true.
So once you're out there with fire blazing behind you, you're going to feel you should wear a cape.
Okay.
Do it up. You're going to do it. Do it up.
Oh, man. Okay. So that's my plan. And then eventually, if I can do that, then we'll see about
a marathon.
A marathon.
I have no interest in doing a marathon, but I do have interest in going to a Waco.
Let's do it.
A Waco, Waco.
I want to go. Of course to find.
I think it'd be nice to go there. So, but I'll do that. I will run to that podcast also.
Okay.
See about it.
See about running.
Check back in.
It's summertime. And the last thing I want to do is be cooking over a hot stove. I'm not sure about you. In fact, it's not this that I don't want to do it. I'm just not doing it. And this is my very favorite time of year to tell you about Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers chef-crafted food built around fruits and vegetables, and it can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. You know you've got 5 minutes. They have more than 65 different options, ready to blend smoothies, soups, harvest bowls, and they even have chilled soups that you can have in the summer. One of my major pet peeves is throwing away food that I purchased because it went bad. But that doesn't happen with Daily Harvest because everything is in the freezer until you need it. Each Daily Harvest cup takes one step to prepare. You just add your favorite milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl. All of Daily Harvest's ingredients are sourced and selected for maximum nourishment and peak season flavor. I love all the Daily Harvest smoothies that I've ever had, so it's really hard for me to tell you my favorite, although I do love that chai smoothie they have. Put a little almond milk in there. It's amazing. So go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code SWP to get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code SWP for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. Okay, so we want to try something called Stash It or Trash It. Katie named it. We love it. We're going to try a couple things.
We are. Let's do mine first.
Okay.
So this is something my husband, he goes to Yale, and he's got a friend that he does this research project with, and he is from China. And so he brought, I don't know if this is real, but it seems like people in the Chinese culture always love to bring gifts.
100%. They will keep gifts in their trunk of their car just in the case.
It's so sweet. So his friend brought us this gift. It's a beautiful box. It's called Tea Cake Specialty.
Okay.
That's all I know about it. And it's from Old Shanghai. And so it's some kind of like little rice cake. And I've heard that it has a finish of seaweed.
Seaweed finish.
I want to know about it. So we're going to split it in half. It looks like those dumplings.
Jiaozi? No, those looks like a baozi.
Oh.
Like the bread.
Not a jiaozi, just a baozi?
They're very different.
I don't know. Just sound different.
Jiaozi is a dumpling with like a tiny wrapper, and then baozi is, it's more bread and...
So, but it's a hard, like a crouton.
Oh, okay.
You hear that?
Yeah, we can
I'm
going to
cut it in half with my teeth and give you the other half.
That's called biting. Okay. This is true sisterhood.
Mm-hmm. Sisterhood of the traveling gaozi baozi. Jalta.
It's not bad.
It's like a cookie. I like the consistency of it. It's got little black dots in it. What do you think that is? Poppy seeds?
Definitely has a seaweed finish. Tastes like a fish tank smells. Tastes like fish food smells.
Mmm, it does taste like fish food smells, but it doesn't have a smell to it.
But it's not the gross part of the fish food. I mean, fish food reeks. Right. But this doesn't reek. Just kind of feels like you're at a pet shop. Your mouth went to Petco.
Yeah, but it's not overpowering, and I like it.
Very pleasant Petco experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I want to buy a fish. My kids loved this. They had the hardest time saving one for me. So I only got one. I had to teeth split it.
Do you want the rest of my fish store?
You don't want it?
I like it. It really was quite pleasant. Surprisingly pleasant.
Yeah.
Way to go, Old Shanghai.
Cool. What do you have? Emily has a treat for us.
Oh, it's like, I can't find it. It's under my knee.
We've decided, stash it.
Stash it.
I would stash it from the kids.
Well, because they're going to eat them.
They're going to eat them.
Seafood finish. Okay, so I have something called Eat Your Coffee. It is a bar that I bought at...
Trader Joe's.
It was like Central Market, which is like
World Market?
No, the Whole Foods. Cost Plus? Oh. Like, I know there's a W, so I'm just going to keep going. Whole Foods. Eat Your Coffee. It's a caffeinated snack bar, and this flavor is salted caramel macchiato.
Yum.
So I got you one. I got me one.
We have people that come through the drive-thru at Starbucks and say macchiato.
Nope.
Can I get a grande macchiato?
If we had those. Goodbye.
I think it's sweet.
Okay.
It's a little crunchy.
Ooh, I like it. It's got like little crispies in it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like it. I didn't know they were caffeinated.
Yeah, that's why it's called Eat Your Coffee.
Oh.
I feel like you weren't paying attention.
I wasn't.
It's not my favorite coffee. Like,
it's kind of like a black coffee. You know, it's not... When I think macchiato, I think it's going to be like really sweet and...
Well, because the macchiato part is like your... It's not at all creamy.
You know, macchiato just means through.
Oh, I thought it meant like mark.
Oh, I think it is mark.
Mark it through.
Mark it right on through.
Okay, well, I'll save that for later.
Maybe we'll... I mean, I wouldn't trash it. If someone gave it to me, like you gave it to me, I'm going to eat mine.
You better. I'm going to watch and make sure you don't put in the trash.
What's between stash it or trash it? Leave it out if you feel like
Leave it on the counter. I mean.
Whoever. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's you. All right.
Yeah, I'll leave that on the counter. We didn't think about it. We just had both ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Pass it. Like, I could pass it to you. Pass it, trash it, pass it. Getting worse, isn't it?
Guys, send in your suggestions for how we can fix that.
Okay, do you have any awesome arrests?
Oh my gosh, I have some. I don't know why I love arrest stories. Maybe because I love their confidence, their panache.
Okay.
They believe in themselves enough to do some crazy things.
Right.
There was a guy this week, Stephen in Tennessee. He broke out of jail, and I get it. I would want to break out too.
Nobody wants to be there.
He, 6 hours later, turned himself back in. What is not shown about or talked about?
What we don't talk about enough is...
What needs to be brought to the forefront of the American media?
Right.
What happened in those 6 hours, Stephen?
Oh, they said nothing?
No, like it just wasn't what you thought, because he just brought himself back.
He just probably... He's like me. He's guilt-ridden.
Yeah. That's what I said. If I can see myself doing that. Oh, if I broke out, I would 100% be like, guys, I didn't realize this is a lot of paperwork for you.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't think about your feelings.
So it's all about other people.
Stephen is a philanthropist.
Maybe he ran out of money.
Yeah, I just think, did he think he was on a work release program? Maybe he thought, I work at McDonald's. And they're like, no, you don't. You're in jail, Stephen.
Maybe it was rainy. And he was like, oh, shoot, no.
I didn't bring my galoshes.
Yeah, he didn't have rain.
My galoshes are back in the pan. Anyway, so Stephen went back. My final awesome arrest, there was a Brooklyn woman. Her car got stolen.
Uh-huh.
She wanted them to act quickly, so she just said there was a child in the car.
No.
There was not a child in the car. They found the car 10 minutes later. She arrested.
Oh, no.
But, like... That is working smarter, not harder.
It is, but that's awful.
It's awful.
Brooklyn woman, this goes out to you. That was rude.
You were not thinking about their feelings, like Stephen. Anyway, okay.
Well, I have a poem.
Okay.
And I also have a coffee bar in my mouth.
I thought we were sticking that on the counter.
Well, I passed it to my mouth. I prepared this in the car on the way to craft camp when I'm alone with my thoughts. They're in Russian. I can't help it. Here it is.
Guys, turn it up. You're going to love this Russian.
Doodle stitch, noodle art. Meg cook, Emily speak with heart. Rainbow walls, rainbow stairs. Das Gaudi, that means fun. Everywhere. Bed small for little lady. Could fit one girl, Emily or Katie. Ho, 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 laugh lot. Little kid there is not. Cozy time, talk to friend. Could this please not come to end? Craft house, Yulchia love you.
I love it. So, Yulchia is Katie's Russian name.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been to the craft house with Meg and Stephanie and a lady named Jen, who we all call Noodle. So that's where that all came from. And the beds are so cute. You have to look. Look at hashtag whatever craft house and you will see where we've been. It's magical.
The beds are lovely, comfortable, but it's like sleepaway camp, which I never went to as a kid.
Yeah.
And every bed has a beautiful quilt and the house is just magical. So comfortable.
And it's so overwhelming that Katie just had to speak in a Russian accent and make a poem.
Make very happy.
All right. So we got to wrap this up because we got to go to the airport.
All right. Yeah. Do we do it or skip it?
I think we can. No, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do a Killing Me Softly, Giving Me Life.
All right.
What is Killing Me Softly? There's been a lot of Birkenstocks in the house this weekend, so it came up. Birkenstock foot paste. I get a lot of like grass and debris pasted right down in the bottom of the, what I read is called the footbed of a Birkenstock.
Okay.
So I just looked it up and I'm going to take, when I get home, some baking soda with a toothbrush and you scrub it and then you wipe it out. I mean, a little bit of water. You make a bit of a paste.
You make a paste to counter the foot paste.
Foot paste.
Huh.
Yeah. I have more foot paste than other people.
Yeah. You mentioned how clean the bottom of my Birkenstocks looked.
Uh-huh. Do you think they're clean?
I feel like they're clean, but I take out the bits of
nature. I try and take it out. What do you take it out with? Your fingernail?
I can if I have them, if I need to.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to.
Let me know how the paste works to get rid of the paste.
Okay.
So that was Killing You Softly?
Yeah.
Okay, what's Killing Me Softly? Well, first, mine kind of go together. So you do your Giving Me...
Oh, okay.
What's Giving You Life?
What's Giving Me Life is on our way home from Montreal, Brandon put on, my husband put on a podcast that I never would have picked on my own about the O.J. Simpson trial. Because I was like, what could we possibly not know about this trial?
I feel like we really looked under all the rocks for that.
But this one is from, so it's called Confronting O.J. Simpson with Kim Goldman. And it's just her family story, which is pretty interesting.
Oh, so like so literally the other side.
I mean, she's the sister.
She's not the brother.
Guys, I can't. I'm going to have to have a listen again. I'm really confused. But it was a good one, and it was pretty easy, easy breezy. It might still be going on. There might be one more left, but it was a good one.
Okay. So what is giving me life is this coconut mocha coffee we've been drinking at the craft house.
Yes. From the Keurig.
It is so good. I've been anti-Keurig. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't feel like it's strong enough.
Yes, I agree.
But this one's plenty strong, and it's coconut mocha. It's amazing. What is killing me softly, though, is, and we were talking about this earlier, our mom used to always do this. Mom, we learned this by watching you. Do you remember that old commercial? The kid was on drugs.
Oh, no.
And the dad's like, where did you learn that? I learned it by watching you.
Yeah, that's...
So anyway.
Use this, guilt and shame.
Yeah, this goes out marketing to you, Mom. I have this terrible habit, speaking of coffee, of getting in the car with a cup of coffee, a mug.
Right.
Not a to-go mug. A to-stay mug.
Yeah.
And I get into my car, and I always think, we were just talking about this and laughing so hard, I think it'll be better this time. This right. time will be different.
Right.
It will not spill all over my scrubs.
Right.
That are already obnoxious enough. Now they have to be covered with brown coffee spots.
Right.
Anyway, it's killing me softly that I can't stop getting in the car with an open mug of coffee.
I know. It's a bad plan. The good thing about my job is if I spill coffee on myself, it was already there or it will be there in 5 minutes. So it doesn't even matter.
It's part of the
charm.
That.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we legitimately have to go catch a plane. So thank you for listening. We can't wait to talk to you more and circle back on our wellness plan and
yeah,
my marathon that I've always wanted to do. You know I can't stop talking about marathoning.
I've always wanted to.
If you've ever listened to the show, you know.
Oh my gosh, please.
Maybe, can we call it called Mom, Marathoning Mom? Can
Rebrand you... to the D brand? It's on again.
Thanks for listening to the Marathon Mom Podcast.
Bye, guys. La, 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 la. Thanks to all the listeners. We're the struggling sisters.